Before long, this alternative to shoveling really snowballed. Today's machines come in a range of sizes, from smaller models with 26cc engines to 50cc machines a meter wide that can plow through deep snow. A snowblower's rotating blades are called augers. The left and right augers spiral in opposite directions in order to move snow toward the middle. There, a fan called an impeller swallows the snow and blows it out a chute. Each auger starts out as a blank, a partially formed steel disc about 3 millimeters thick. This press finalizes the shape with about 200 tons of pressure. The bigger the snowblower, the bigger its augers. The press forms the left and right augers at the same time. Then a blast of air ejects them onto separate conveyor belts. Next step, workers take a steel tube called a hub and mount it upright on an assembly jig. Then they take an auger and center it on the hub. The hub and auger then travel on a conveyor belt to a robotic welder. The robot fuses the two pieces into a single unit. Elsewhere in the factory, workers construct the steel housing that'll encase the augers. This housing consists of four parts: a cup to hold the impeller, a back piece with a hole for the cup, and two side plates. This bar aligns the pieces in a holder. First, everything turns upside down, enabling a robot to access the back and weld the cup to the back piece. Then it flips right side up again, so the robot can weld on the side plates. Total construction time, 55 seconds. The housings now undergo an electrostatic paint process. Powder paint laced with a positive electrical charge is drawn like a magnet to the housings, which are laced with a negative charge. Workers inspect the coat and do any necessary touch-ups. Then the housings spend 15 minutes in an oven to bake on the paint. In another part of the factory, workers have bolted a gas-powered engine to a painted steel frame. Inside this frame, they assemble the transmission parts. The gear system that transfers power from the engine to the snowblower's wheels and augers. After bolting on the impeller, that black component in the back, they attach a large steel axle to the transmission-driven sprocket. Then they slide the now painted auger and hub units onto this axle. Now the housing arrives. Workers bolt the auger assembly into it. The impeller slides into the cup that's centered at the back of the housing. Then they screw the housing to the transmission frame. The last component is the snowblower's handle, which carries the control panel. There's a lever for selecting different speeds, and clutch levers you can lock down to direct the wheels and augers. There's also a headlight, so that you'll be visible to oncoming cars while clearing snow at night or on a snowy day. And of course, there's a lever you move to choose the direction in which you want to blow the snow.